This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Hopefully everybody is... What's this? This feels like some... And I understand Tyler thought it'd be more important to go hang out with his wife or something. But 72, man, this feels like a good patio.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, get out there. I'm ready to wreck it, too, man. I'm ready to get me a margarita. I know I shouldn't.
Margarita ain't gonna hurt you, man.
It probably will.
You'll be all right.
I can't remember the last time we went and got some drinks after the show.
Yeah, man.
You've been MIA, man.
Yeah, he has been. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that Rockets game too, huh, boys?
We tried. 3 years for me.
We tried.
We've only sent y'all 8 games for options.
We tried 3 times to get you to go out. You're like, oh, sugar.
Super believable.
We got Tyler and Megan's Christmas card, which they went to the next step and made theirs a magnet.
And we got she didn't mean to do that, which is funny. That's a whole another story. Go ahead.
We got it on the fridge. It's the only Christmas card that's still out. We have another wall, which we affectionately call the Wall of White.
I forgot about that.
We did it again, guys.
That's what the whites used to do.
Another year of only Christmas cards from white folks. But Tyler's, we put it on the fridge. And Lauren, my daughter, shout out to Lauren, by the way. Big game last night. Lauren caught her. Ate you, baby. Little softball. Caught her a pop fly.
At a girl, Lauren.
Baby. There you go.
At a girl.
That's right. I see you, Dubon, old pop fly gal.
Yeah. Too bad the first base coach was really in tune. Back.
Okay, went Chris up. Berman, huh?
Yeah, she went 2 for 3. Had a nice little double in the outfield. But below, Lauren came up to the fridge. She goes, "Dad," and that's how she talks. "Dad, which one's Nala?"
Oh, I love that. He better have shown you, Lauren.
Did you know?
Oh, no, I don't.
What?
I know. I know which one is sugar, but I didn't have Nala. I said it's got to be one of these other ones.
Holly and Nala are a toss up.
It's got to be one of these. I didn't have it. I said, good God.
That's my girl.
Right here. It was being held up. You were holding up somebody's heart project.
Your daughter was asking about my daughter. That's sweet.
Yeah, well.
Your daughter probably doesn't need her own turds, though.
Not yet. No, not yet. No, man. It was,
damn it, no.
It was funny. No, man. No. Hey, get out there. If you're out there, go get you a nice little drink. 72 degrees. The patio probably wind a little blowing a little bit. It's your little outdoor time. Have a good time out there and do your thing. Coming up behind us, as you know, a little Texans All Access. Greg Cosell saw him down. And Radio Row, and one of the best when it comes to is in particular quarterback conversation and talk. But he will join the fellas tonight, and they'll look at the Texans defense as well. Vandy and John Harris will have you at 6 o'clock as soon as we get done. And then start your weekend off right. Listen, a little live and local, 7 to 11. Area 45, Bajani Creighton. I already saw Santiago walk through with a real focused look, like he ain't playing no games on a Friday night. So that's coming up behind us. And we'll make you a little money coming up here with T-Mill's Best Bets. I want to come clean. And I know it's probably not fair. My biggest issue with with Jose Altuve, who, by the way, today, if you missed it, played 6 innings in left field. And the baseball god said, no. No ball coming close to you. Didn't anything get hit to him? As he said, no fly ball, no line drive, no ground ball, no nothing. I got to be honest, my biggest thing, and it came to pass today when I'm watching videos, is he just don't look right out there.
Little fella in left?
He just looks weird. I saw some people texting this earlier. No, I don't think it's that it looks like they brought a kid out of the stands and put him back out there in left field. I'm not disrespecting him like that. It don't look like that. No, it just looks like you look out there and you said, oh, that guy's a second baseman. That guy's a middle infielder. It just looks funky out there to see him see him out there. When I saw him run out there and I was just like, man, where the hell's he going? The whole time. I know it's not fair and I know it shouldn't mean anything of what his performance will be, but that for me, that's my biggest hangup. Now the arm thing, we'll see, but that's my biggest hangup. It's just the way he just don't look right out there.
Well, I think not even talking about just the size, obviously, of the left fielder and the glove. I mean, looking like a little leaguer out there with a big monstrous glove. Just seeing Altuve go anywhere but directly to second base out of the dugout is going to be weird for most folks.
I feel like some people have all. I feel like more people have adjusted or are ready for it.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've adjusted in a major way. At first, I was like, "Ain't no way in hell."
Well, I mean, but now you've been we've been forced to adjust because they are dead. They're serious, not just serious. This because I like we go from thinking, all right, maybe this is because Bregman's here and trying to get Bregman
right.
Then to all right, man. Hey, man, we'll play some games out here. We had Will Conkle on that one time. We'll play some games out here and be a way to kind of get him out of second base to, nah, man, that's your left fielder right there, Jack. That's your guy. So, yeah, we've adjusted. I'm just not adjusted to seeing that Joker out there. That is a weird, weird sight. But I have, you know what I have come around to, though, fellas, and I'm sure Tyler's already here, is I don't think he's going to be a train wreck defensively.
No.
I don't think that. I think he'll be fine. I don't think he'll be a train wreck. And it is hard for me to get to a space, Clint, where I see and be like, all right, hey, he just can't play out there.
Right.
It's killing the team that he can't. Now, I don't think he's going to be a gold glover. I don't think he's going to be great or anything, but I think he will make 90%+ of the plays that he's supposed to make.
He'll be great with Jake over in center. And GC, yeah, I'm with you. I knew I'd get a little reaction out of you there, bud.
I just want that's my thing. Is stop saying stuff like that, man.
I agree. I mean, setting the kid up to fail.
Let's just stop. Stop saying stuff like, hey, man. Like Jake's gonna be Kelly Lee from Bad News Bears, and he's calling off everything like he's got, right. Like he's got all of that. Nah, Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think he's going to butcher.
I don't think he's going to be a mess. In fact, I think the speed can actually, assuming he can stay healthy, I think the speed is going to be fun to watch. My only concern, if you will, is, you know, I think deep fly ball to left, there's a chance the guy at first is going to take second. Like, I wonder if I'm overthinking that? Because I'm dead ass serious, by the way. I'm not joking. Like balls hit to the warning track with a guy at first base, somebody's going to take second. Like, that does that become a problem? Is the arm issue that big of a deal? Am I crazy to think that?
That could be the train wreck. Not the train wreck, but that could be the shortcoming.
That's the issue. Yeah.
We're going to take two.
Well, a guy at first base, a deep fly ball into the corner or at the warning track, and a guy at first takes second. Maybe I'm crazy, and that's never going to happen no matter who's playing left field, but that's the concern is, do we start giving up free bases because we're aggressive first to thirds,
like hard, because they're already going to do it to Jake. So aggressive first to thirds, potentially. We'll see. Maybe the arm is. That's my thing is, we've seen him. I don't know. I distinctly remember him just airmailing everybody against Seattle on a cutoff play, trying to throw it to third and throw it into the stands. I just remember that from a couple years ago. So we'll see. All right. Let's do the thing. Let's make a little cash. Let's make a little money. And baby, he's hot now. He was at 53% going into yesterday, and he tries to stay over 60%, but then he went 100% last night, 4 for 4 after coming off of 2 straight days of going 2 for 5, 4 for 4, and now he's hot, folks. Now he's going to try to make a little bit of money. He's so hot, he's getting 4 out there tonight.
Yeah.
4 out there. All right, go ahead.
That's right. I got 5 best bets for you.
Can I be honest about something real quick?
Please.
I am not 100% sure, and I feel like this is going to come out stupid. I'm not 100% sure what money line.
It means you just pick them to win outright.
Oh, is this outright?
But the odds are different for each one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Money line. Got it down. All right.
Yeah, man. No shame. But I do have five. I have five NBA bets for you on a Friday after going 4 for 4 last night. Once again, as always, if you miss any of these, because I list them quick, go to my Twitter, at TMillRealDeal, because I post them there too. Five best bets. First, I got an under. Like I've been telling y'all, these over-unders might be where I've been best here lately. So under tonight between the T-Wolves and the Jazz, under 226.5.
No Anthony Edwards. Nice.
Yes. He's suspended. That is correct. Suspended one game. Next, I got the Atlanta Hawks plus 12 versus the Thunder. The Thunder have been choking lately, just completely crumbling all on their own. I like Atlanta plus 12. Then I got the Lakers money line tonight. Like those odds a lot. Plus 170 versus their the other LA squad, the Clippers. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I got real quick two-player props. Trae Young with that Hawks team, I took plus 12, over 24.5 points tonight for him. He's going to need to do it if the Hawks are going to be close against the Thunder. And then James Harden, the turd himself, James Harden, as he faces off against the Lakers, under 22.5 points for James. Might be my favorite one of the night. What do y'all like or what do you don't?
The money line one I'm a little nervous about because I don't know who's all going to play for the Lakers. I don't know if they're on the second of a back-to-back, so I don't know if LeBron and Luka are going to play. I know Rui is out. They're both game time decisions, so I don't know about that one. I like the Trae Young one. That'll be good. I don't know about Oklahoma City. At some point, I really like the Wolves one. As I said, no Anthony Edwards. But that Hawks one, yes, you're right. They blew that 25-point lead against the Timberwolves.
Cost me a parlay.
And they somehow lost to the Nets. I don't know how that happened. They had a close one against the Nets. I don't know, boy. I think they might get the Hawks. The Hawks feel like they've been playing. They feel like a real, real close to Cancun type team.
I'd go with Isaiah Hartenstein.
For what?
Over points.
Just over points. Okay, I didn't know.
That's what you do.
All right. See if Kansas pisses me off tomorrow. All right, Clint, great job today as always. Tyler, great job. I am Ron the Show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I mean, Ron, it never...
listen here, Meredith.
I mean, I wish I had her new address. I'd have sent it to her in the mail. I wish you could have seen my... I had zero clue until the moment that thing started vibrating.
It was circular?
It was black, and it was...
She had a black one. I knew it.
It was like a little torpedo. Yeah, it was black, but black but white. It was a black color, but the black style of a white one.
All right, this is
have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.